crazy.
Coming to you live, impromptu podcast. Okay, so for right now, our impromptu podcast, we are trying to decide on our next topic. So our next topic is going to be Disney songs. However, we are having a hard time figuring out criteria. Should it be songs with lyrics? Should it just be themes? Should it be scores, a la Star Wars? So we are here with our special guests who we're going to have the next few weeks, Liz and Sarah. And so we are going to be talking about this because honestly, we have no idea. We're all a little bit different on this. So we are having an impromptu podcast for those of you that have been asking for a podcast. Welcome, Liz and Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Or ambushing us.
Realistically.
That's why it's an impromptu podcast. Okay.
So as you know, Disney is a big, big company. Now, when you think of Disney songs, do you have songs with lyrics? Should it be sung by a character or not a character? Because this will eliminate a lot.
A lot. I think it should be everything. Lyrics, scores, themes, because Up is a really good score. Star Wars.
But it's not sung by
character.
But
it's not a song.
It's okay, though. Yes, it's music, though.
The song has lyrics.
When you think of, like, Up, I just think of the score. That's what I think about.
Selfishly, I already made my list, and it had songs with lyrics, but not necessarily songs by characters.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
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 Okay, so then are we deciding that it has to be just songs with lyrics, nothing else?
Well, that's what a song is.
No, but thing is, though, is Disney bought out, though, like Star Wars.
True.
So when I think of, like, Darth Vader's theme, the Imperial March. When I think Star Wars, that's what comes to mind for, like, a really good score, a song that I can listen to all day.
It's a score, it's not a song.
I think we should have a category of scores.
Yeah.
It's separate, because I think that they do speak of, like, there's a whole story behind the scores, but it's different from the songs, from my perspective.
So then should we do our top five songs and our top five scores?
Yes.
Because I have more scores than I do songs. I only have, like,
that's good.
Three songs, and then the rest are scores.
Interesting.
Yeah. We could do that.
I think that would be better, personally.
Should we do that?
Because there's too many scores.
And they're really good.
I don't know
many scores.
I literally know two.
Because even said with songs, is it going to be sung by a character? Because if it is, then it eliminates a lot of songs from Disney movies and Pixar movies.
I don't think they have to be. But I think there's a differentiation between the song that this character sings and then the pop version later on in the song.
Like when Christina Aguilera sang Reflection.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yes. Because those are different songs.
Not my favorite, but still.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Not my favorite. Okay.
Yeah,
and
credits
to
Pocahontas.
Yes.
If I Never Knew You.
or Judy Kuhn, who actually sings Colors of the Wind. Like, the, yeah.
So many layers to this.
There's so many layers.
There's a lot of layers in the packet.
Okay, so then are we going to also include them from live action as well? Or is it just animation? Because, I mean, you have Aladdin, who they sang, and I didn't really care for any of their renditions, but...
But they're songs.
They're songs, though.
I guess they count, but... Who
would
pick it?
Hey, you like Aladdin, the movie.
Okay, but so, I like the original Aladdin, not the remake.
But still, maybe some people like Will Smith's rendition over Robin Williams.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know who would,
we
but...
Like, I'm sorry, guys. Although Will Smith is cool, but...
Awesome.
Yes. So, live action is included.
Okay, live action is included. Okay.
Really? Are we really going to pick a live action movie?
But no one's going to
pick it. No one's going to pick it, but it is
in the criteria. It's a Disney
film. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, live action versus animated films will be another podcast, so stay tuned for that one as well. Okay, right. So then...
So here's BuzzFeed's criteria.
Okay.
You can say, yeah, you know. All songs from animated films that were released at theaters.
Oh.
Oh, theaters. Oh.
Then that,
Mulan 2.
That
and I'm like, what if my favorite too? Song was from
Little Mermaid 2?
Look at you can't pick anything from Tarzan 2.
Remember, that's a prequel and a sequel.
No, because those are still Disney songs.
But they
even
weren't.
If they're not in theaters.
But they weren't in the movies, though. That was BuzzFeed's criteria. They had to be in the movies.
BuzzFeed's second criteria is all songs are sung by a character in the film.
Oh, then that eliminates a lot.
That's
why,
a lot.
This is why the brilliant and otherwise top five worthy Circle of Life is not included.
Oh, because we're by Elton John.
If I Never Knew You was on that BuzzFeed list. Like, that was in the credits. That was not sung in the theaters.
Yeah.
Okay, so then are we going to go by BuzzFeed's?
No.
Okay, wait, number three is... No straight-to-video releases or sequels.
Oh, wow. That's like the same. There's no Mulan 2 then or whatever.
Wait, no, Pocahontas 2. Well, Frozen 2. I mean, it wasn't straight to...
Oh, Frozen 2 is a sequel, technically.
It is a sequel. Theater. Yeah, so then we wouldn't count that, though.
This is making it way more complicated. Trash.
Yeah. Can we just agree?
But we're going off of their list.
And here's number four. All of these films were made by Walt Disney Studios. So...
No Pixar.
No Pixar movies like Toy Story. Skeleton production films, i.e. The Nightmare Before Christmas and James and the Giant Peach, are included.
Oh, Jenna's so excited that James and the Giant Peach is not included.
As these studios were owned by Disney.
No, I think James and the Giant Peach was included in that list.
It was. So was Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't like their criteria.
I mean, this makes it easier for me, but I mean, I don't like...
I only have three songs anyway. I don't have a top five. I only have three that really matter to me, so...
50 right now. So
I only have three. My number one was like, no question, no contest. It was like, this is my number one.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so then
that's I think sequels would count, but I mean, like, who's gonna pick it?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense.
Mulan. No, I was totally joking. I don't expect like, number 50 on your list.
It's not top 10.
Top 10 or top 5.
I wish I could enjoy
some of the songs.
Okay, so then. For the next podcast, then. Mm-hmm. It has to be from a Disney movie only, including Pixar. Has to have lyrics. It doesn't matter if it was sung opening credits, end credits, character, character, was a sequel, a prequel, whatever. Yes? We're all in agreement?
Aye. So no score. Are we going to do top five scores, top five songs?
No, just top five songs.
We'll do five. Yeah. I'm gonna add a score in there. I'm
just qualified.
I only have three songs anyway. And I'm gonna put the Cartman in there.
I do what I want.
Right. Okay.
Sounds good.
So that's what we're doing.
We are in agreement. Yes.
We're all in agreement.
This is going to be interesting.
This is going to be fun. Okay, so stay tuned for our podcast of our top five Disney songs from animated movies, including Pixar. So stay tuned.